So today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We're holding Lamed Beis and Beis at the two dots, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. Afilu HaMelech Shoel B'Shlomo Lo Yeshivenu. That even if a king greets you, you should not respond to him when you are in the middle of davening. So Amar Rav Yosef Lo Shonu El Malchei Yisrael. That's only Jewish kings. L'malchei akum posek. But if it's malchei akum, then you don't want to get killed, so you should respond so that you don't get killed. Meisvei asks the Gemara Hamispal v'ra'ab anas b'kenegdo. If a person is davening and he sees someone coming to attack him, ra'a karim b'kenegdo, or he sees he's going to get run over by a wagon, lo yehei mafsik el mekatzer v'yolda. Don't stop, just be mekatzer v'yolda, just finish up quickly. So lo kasha hadav shalakatzer, and probably hadalov shalakatzer was the girsa. Yeah, but hadalov shalakatzer. It depends if you have the ability to do so. If it's efshar lekatzer, if it's possible to abbreviate. Because you're already holding by the end of the davening, so now's not the time to shuckle harder. Now's the time to finish up the davening so that you won't get in trouble. There was a story of a certain chassid. He was davening on the road. And a certain government official came and greeted him. And he did not respond to the greeting. So the government official patiently waited until this Yidol was done with his tefillah. La'achar she'siyim tefillah. So after this chassid echad was done with his tefillah, Amalei, the government official, lambasted him. He said, Reika, v'lo kasav b'toraschem, you empty one. Don't you know it says in your own Torah, Rak hishamar lecha, ushmar nafshecha, that you need to watch out for your health. Uksiv nishmarta ma'ol nafsho seichem. You need to be very much on guard for your life. So kishanasati lecha shalom, lo melo uksati li shalom. When I greeted you, why did you not respond? If I would have cut your head off with a sword, would anyone have any tightness against me? With the disrespect, you just showed me where is your watching out for your own health. Which is interesting that he quoted those psukim. It's not clear that he quoted those psukim. It could just be that he was saying, doesn't your Torah preach that you should watch out for your health? Because, you know, the first pasuk he quoted, Raki Shamalcha Shmar Nafshcha Ma'od, what is the pasuk talking about? It's not actually talking about health, at least not in the pasuk pshat of the pasuk. It's pentishkach hasadvar masharo einecha, lest you forget Torah. So you should focus more on Torah so that you can teach your children Torah. So you have to be very much on guard about your Talmud Torah. So it's unlikely that's what the Tsar was saying to him. He was saying you have to be on guard for your life. So anyway, but it is true, Jews do have to be on guard for our lives. V'chai behem, we have a mitzvah to live by the dinim of the Torah, and we have and not to die from them, with three exceptions. So Amalei hamteinli adcha faisecha bedvarim. He says, wait, before you kill me, give me a chance to talk, give me a chance to sort of calm you down and explain my position over here. Amalei ilu yisi om lefnei ilu hayisa omed lefnei melech basar v'dam uba chavercha v'nasan lecha shalom. He says, let me ask you, what would you do if you were in a situation where you were standing in front of a king and someone else came, a friend of yours, someone who's a respectable person, and greeted you? Would you stop paying attention to the king and instead deflect your attention toward this other person? Amalei lav. He said, no, I would never do that. That would be a chutzpah to the king. And if you would divert your attention from the king and instead focus on the friend that comes to greet you, what would they do to you? They would chop my head right off with a sword. So he said, "Velo dvarim kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma atashi sa omid lefnei melech basar v'dam. Shayom kanu machar bekever kach. If you, in front of a human king who is only going to live for a short amount of time, he's going to be in the kever tomorrow, and still you'd be so afraid of upsetting him. Anisha yisi omid lefnei melech malchei amlach magadosh baruch hu shuchai v'kayam la'ad ulol me'alamim. I was standing in front of the ribono shalom." That's the definition of tefillah. The definition of tefillah is being omid lefnei hamakom. Halachas kama v'kama, all the more so, I have to be very careful not to divert my attention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad nispayes oso asar, v'niftar oso chasad v'eso l'shalom. The Tsar accepted the answer, and that chasad was able to go home. L'shalom, everything worked out beautifully. So main point number 8 on Mambez and Bez. In the middle of tefillah,
you don't stop for a Jewish king, but you shorten your tefillah or stop for a non-Jewish king who would kill you.
There's something bad to guard our lives, like
that right. King meaning, lechor, it's still against the halacha, right? Meaning, if that guy would have killed him, he did the wrong thing. Right. If he was really risking his life, he did the wrong thing, right? Lechor, it's against the halacha.
So why did Mar bring this maisa?
Yeah, it's like a maisa lister. It sounds like. It's a good question. I don't know. We said that even if you have a snake wrapped around your heel, you don't stop your tefillah. That's only if it's a snake, but if it's a scorpion, you stop because scorpions most of the time will bite. If a person fell into the lion's den, and that's the last you saw of him, you did not see him get devoured. You just saw a guy fell into the lion cage in the zoo or something. You cannot testify that that person is dead. You don't know that he's dead. The lions might have been taking a nap at the time, like they always are when I used to go to the zoo. They never saw an awake lion. They're just sitting there. So you don't know for sure that they did anything. You can't be made that the person is dead. But if you saw a guy fall into a pit of nechashim ve'akrabim, then you can be made that he is dead. And says Rashi critically over here, this is only a question if you say nashim ve'akrabim, what does the vav mean? Oze, oze. If you see he falls into either a pit of nechashim or a pit of akrabim, then you're made alav shemes. Why? Why does it have to mean that? Because if he fell into a pit of both, then it's not a kasha. Yeah, we said that the akrav is a sakana. We're asking a kasha. We said the nachash is not a sakana. Nachash is not a sakana. I thought if a guy falls into a pit of nechashim, you could be made that he's dead. He's absolutely dead. Who famously was put into a pit of nechashim akrabim, and therefore it was assumed to be certain death. It was Yosef. That's why it was such a miracle that he didn't die. So says Gemara, Shaini Hasam, Dagav Itzamazki. It's different when you fall into a pit. If you fall into it, then when you fall on them, it's uncomfortable for the snakes. When you land on them, the force of your weight lands on them, so that they'll kill you for. But if you just stop, have a nachash, karachalakevo, you don't bother him. He won't bother you. Just like everyone always lied to you about the bees in the sukkah, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ra'ashvarim posek. If you see oxen, then you stop. You stop your tefillah and get out of the way. The Torah of Hashem marchikin mishar tam chamisha mama. From a short time, you should stay 50 amos away. Umishar muad kamloena. Then by shar muad, stay out of eyesight of a shar muad. Tana mishmed rame reish tura bidikula. If the head of the ox is in his feeding basket, Sulik liigra v'shadi darga mitoseich. Climb up to the top floor and get rid of the ladder from under you, so that the yishar will have no access whatsoever. Amr Shmuel hanimili b'shar shachar u'biyomei Nisan. That's dafka if it's a black shore during the time of Nisan. Mipnei shasatan merakid lo ben karnav, because that's when the satan dances between its horns. Meaning that's when he's got a stronger yetzer hara to do damage when it's a shor shachar and yom nisan. Tan rabbanan, ma'isa b'makom echad shaya arud v'ya mazik es abrios. There was a certain type of animal in a certain place that was hurting people. Bova diyulal Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So they went and they told Rabbi Chanina. There's a famous story. They went and they told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Amlam harali escharo. He said, show me the hole where it lives. Heruhu escharo. They showed him the hole. Nasan akevo al piachor. He put his heel on the opening. Yatsa v'nashcha umesos ha'arud. And it came out and it bit him, and the arud died. Not al ksefo v'yavilu beis hamedrash. He took the arud on his shoulders and he brought it to the beis hamedrash. Amr lahem, and he said, Ru'ubanai, ein arud memes, ela hachet memes. It's not the arud that kills, it is the sin that kills, and that's why I did not die from the arud. Ba'osa sha'a amru, so at that point they said, oy lo la'adam shepagava arud, va'oy lo la'arud shepagava Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Woe unto the person that encounters this dangerous animal, but woe unto the dangerous animal when he encounters Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So main point number one over here, the nachash is only dangerous when you fall on it, but an akrav is always dangerous.
and oxen are most dangerous when they are fed. And then number two, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza kills the Arud. Well, onto the Arud that messes with Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Most of the rest of the daf is going to be about Havdalah. Brachos Lamed Gimel, about Havdalah Bitfila, Havdalah Alakos. How is one expected to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah each and every week? So says the Mishnah. Maskiru Gvuris Kisham B'Tchias HaMesim. You should say Mashu Baruch Marad Hashem in the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim. V'she'ela B'Birchas HaShanim. You say V'Sein Talumatar in the Birchas HaShanim. Baruch Aleinu. V'Havdalah B'Chonin Adas. You say Havdalah in the Bracha of Chonin Adas. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bracha Revis B'Fnei Asmer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, don't include Havdalah as part of an existing Bracha. Have it as an independent Bracha. Rabbi Lazar Omer Bahudar. Lazar says, no, you do include it as part of another bracha, but you got the wrong bracha. Not in Chonin Adas, in the bracha of Hodah. So says the Gemara, Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim, my time. Why do we mention Gvuras Geshamim, Mashvarach Mar Geshem, and Tchias HaMesim? What has one got to do with the other? Rain and Tchias HaMesim, would you have ever associated the two? So I'm Rav Yosef, Mitoch Sheshkula Tchias HaMesim, Leficha Kavua. Because it's shakul ki tchias hamesim, rain is as important as tchias hamesim. It's as significant a matter as tchias hamesim. That's why it's included in the bracha of tchias hamesim, which is an odd way to include something. You would imagine that things should be thematically linked. That there, you know, it requires the that we receive it in the same way. But it's not about how we receive it. It's shkula ki tchias hamesim in terms of how much of a gesture it is on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's part. That Tchias HaMesim is major, and so is rain. V'she'ela b'birchas Hashanim mai taima. And why do we mention She'ela b'birchas Hashanim? Am Rav Yosef mitoch shehi parnasa. L'ficha kavua b'birchas parnasa. Because that's the bracha of parnasa. So, rain gives us parnasa, because it allows food to grow. Havdalah b'chonin adas mai taima. But why would you say Havdalah in the bracha about das? What does Havdalah have to do with das? Amar Rav Yosef mitoch shi chachma kavua bebirchas chachma. Since it requires chachma to be able to be mavdil, to be able to distinguish, Rashi says ha chacham yodeya la havdil ben kodesh l'chol ben tamei l'tahar. Only a chacham knows how to distinguish between that which is sacred and that which is mundane. Only a chacham knows how to distinguish between that which is tamei and that which is tahar. So the whole idea of distinguishing requires chachma. It's probably the definition of chachma. I would say, what's a shota? A shota is a person who has no sense of what's important, what's not important, or what should take priority, what should take precedence over what. So a chacham knows how to be mavdil. Rabban Amri mitoch sheichal l'ficha kavua bebirchas chal. Rabban say, no. There's a much simpler explanation. Every bracha before Chonin Adas is a bracha you say every single day, including on a Shabbos and Yontif. The first bracha that's unique to a weekday, you mention Havdalah in that bracha. Amar Rabbi Ami, Gedola Deya Shenitna B'tchilas Bracha Shel Chal. That Deya is so critical, it's in the first opportunity. We say it in the first bracha of Chal. Amar Rabbi Ami, Gedola Deya is so critical, Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios, that it's given it's mentioned between the two Osios, meaning two Shemos Hashem. Shneamar Kikel Deos Hashem. So between Kel and Hashem, you have what? You have Deos. You have Das. So you see how important Deya is. Bekol Mishein Bo Deya Asu L'Rachim Alav. If a person has no Deya, you're not allowed to have Rachmanus on him. Shneamar Kiloam Binosu Ki Alkein Lo Yirachmenu Asayu. That if he's not someone of Bina, then Hashem will not be Merachim. It's interesting that we're assuming Bina and Das are the same. We often distinguish between Bina and Das as two very different kinds of thinking, but I'm not sure. So we have a few points to add over here. Point number three, that we say Mashav Ruach and Tchias HaMesim because it is Shkulak Tchias HaMesim. Talu Matar and Birchas Hashanah because it's Parnasa. And the three-way machlokas were to include Havdalah. Either Chonin Adas or Bircha, or the it's its own independent bracha, Revius, or in Hodah. Yeah, that there's a three-way machlokas, which bracha to include Havdalah in. Either in Chonin Adas or it's its own independent bracha, that's Rabbi Akiva, or in Hoda'a. Good, but now we moved on to say that we were talking about how important Deya is, that it's given between the two Shemos of Hashem. So the Gemara is going to tell us it's not the only thing. There were two other things that are also really critical and important, and it's emphasized by the Pesukim. Their importance is emphasized by the Pesukim, putting it between the two Shemos of Hashem. Amar Ablazar, Gadol Mikdash Shenasan Bein Beis Osios Shnemar Pulas Hashem Mikdash Hashem, that you have Mikdash between the two Shemos of Hashem. Amar Ablazar, someone who has Deya, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt during his life. Because both of them are put in between the two Shemos of Hashem. Maskel Ravacha Karchinoa asks, what's Karchinoa? Last name? What does Karchinoa mean? What's Karchinoa? So probably it means that he was bald. It's probably a physical description of him. So Rav Acha, the bald one, said, asked Elameata, Gedola Nekama Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios Shemar Kel Nekamos Hashem. Then you're going to say the same thing about Nekama, that's seeking revenge. Kel Nekamos Hashem. So you see, it's between the two Shemos. So I'm like, in Bil Milsimir Gedolahi. Yeah, in the right time, it's really, in fact, when you need to take Nekama, it's a very critical thing to do. V'haim Damrula Shtei Nekamos Halalama. Achas the tova v'achzra, and that's why Ula teaches that there are two types of nekamos. And one of them is good, and one of them is bad. The tova d'chsiv hofia mehar paran, the rad d'chsiv kel nekamos Hashem kel nekamos hofia. That when the nekamos is taken against the rishayim and the enemies of Hashem, so then it's a very critical thing. Indeed, it's a very davar gadol ma'od. So the next main point: das, mikdash, and nekama are all highlighted as being sandwiched between Shemos Hashem. Now we get to how one is expected to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah on a typical Motzei Shabbos. Meaning, it's such an unusual mitzvah because we do it twice every Motzei Shabbos. In Tefillah, and then again Alakos. Why would we do the same thing twice? If we were already Mavdil B'Tefillah, why would we be Mavdil Alakos? And if we're planning on being Mavdil Alakos, why would we be Mavdil B'Tefillah? So the Gemara says that you have to understand the history in order to understand why we do that. It's not a typical thing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omra Brach Revi. So Rabbi Akiva had said that you say it as part of its own independent Brach L'Shmon Esrei, but two other deos about where we stick it into Shmon Esrei. Omer L'Shmon Barab L'Rabbi Yochan Michti. You know, what's this whole machlokas about where to put Avdallah? Why don't we just go back to the notes and see what the Anshei Knesset Gedolah did? They were the ones that formulated all of our tefillos. Amalei b'tchila kavua b'tfila, ha'ashiru kavua l'kos, ha'nu chazru kavua b'tfila. Now, what happened was that initially they were kaveya Avdallah as part of tefillah. Then when people got a little richer and they were able to afford another cup of wine, they decided to say, no, we should do Avdallah a la kos. Keep it out of tefillah and instead do it independently a la kos. Then new people got poor again and they couldn't afford the extra cup of wine. Chazur b'kavua b'tefillah. They put it back in the tefillah. Vehem amru. And then ultimately they said, I'm avdu b'tefillah. Tzarech she avdallah a la kos. That anyone who does Avdallah b'tefillah still has to do Avdallah a la kos in that way. And no matter what happens in the course of the Jewish people and the fortunes of the Jewish people, if we're rich, we'll do both. And if we're not rich, we'll only do it bitzvila. Itmar nami amar b'chei barabba amar b'yochanan. Anshei Knesset Gedolah tiknu lam l'Yisrael brachos tefilos kedushos v'avdolos. That Anshei Knesset Gedolah were mesakein brachos tefilos kedushos v'avdolos b'tchila kavu b'tfila, initially in tefila. Ha'ashiru kavu alakos. They got richer, they put it alakos. Chazur v'anu kavu b'tfila. So we have exactly the same statement. It marnami, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Dami Tarvayu, Hamavdu B'Tfila, Tzorech She'avdil Alakos. Both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say, if you're Mavdu B'Tfila, gotta be Mavdu again, Alakos. Amarava Umusvinan Ashmaitin. We can ask this against, as a kasha, against something else. If a person forgets Mashvaruch Mar Geshem, or he forgets the Saint Talumatar, he's got to repeat Shemon Esrei. V'avdallah v'chonen adas ein machzir noso. If he forgets Avdallah in chonen adas, he does not repeat Shemon Esrei. Why not? Because no problem, you'll just say it. Alakos, says Rashi. Mashma im yirtza shalol lachzor l'spalel ha'im amr b'tfila ein tzarech l'amr alakos. Sounds from here that, yeah, you could just say it alakos because you forgot to say it in Shmona Esrei. But if you remember to say it in Shmona Esrei, then you don't say it alakos. And that's against all the things we just said before. Because what did we just say before? That at the end of the day, what was the final takana? Say both in tefillah and alakos. And now we seem to be saying, no, it's only if you forget it all tefillah, you say it alakos. Says more lote mipneish yachalom alakos. Don't say because you're able to say it alakos. Eleima mipneish omra alakos. Because you're anyway saying it alakos. So you're not going to have to repeat Abdullah in tefillah because it doesn't matter. You're saying it alakos anyway. Not because this is what's going to motivate you to say it alakos. Of course you're going to say it alakos. It manami on Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes. Shal Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yochanan b'tzidin. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan in tzidin. Varmi Rabbi Shem ben Yaakov d'minsur as Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it's Rabbi Shem ben Yaakov d'minsur who asked Rabbi Yochanan v'anan shamit. Hamavdil b'tfilah tzarek shev d'alakos alav. If you already said Avdallah in tefillah, is it necessary to repeat Avdallah alakos? Varmi lei tzarek shev d'alakos alakos. You do have to be Mavdil alakos. So main point number 7. The Gemara goes through the order of events surrounding the Takana of Havdalah, concluding with the Maskana that we do both, that we do Havdalah Bitfila and Al HaKos.
Which part is Midoraisa?
Whichever is first.
First idea.
Havdalah might be Doraisa. Ram holds Doraisa. It's the mitzvah of Zochus Yom HaShabbos. The Kaddisho, so the Ram says that that's Bein B'chnisasu, Bein B'yitziyasu, that we're Zachar Yom HaShabbos by doing Kiddush on the way in and Havdalah on the way out. So the Chor, whichever one you do first, is the Daraisa, is the Kiyum Daraisa.
When the Takana was, don't make it all close, would you have had to repeat Mechoner and Das? Because, I mean, if there was a suffix.
Yeah. When there was no Havdalah on the coast, then it would have been a different ballgame. Then for sure you would have had to.
In case of suffix, you would have to.
Yeah.
Right,
that too. Yeah, stama. Ibailu, Hamavdal Kos Mao Sheyavdu Bitfila. If someone said Avdal Kos, should he say Avdal Bitfila? Amr of Nachman Yisrael Kalbachomer Mitfila. Umatfila di Iker Takantihi. Amri Yamavdal Bitfila Sorg Sheyavdal Kos. If Tfila, which was the original Takana of where Havdal is supposed to be, and still, even though you did that, you still have to do Avdal Kos. When you said Avdal Alakos, which was not really the Yikr Takana, all the more so, you got to make sure you do Avdal B'Tfila as well, because that's the Yikr Takana. Tanir Rav Acha Aricha Kamed Rav Chimna. What kind of name is that? Rav Acha Aricha? Tall, right? This is the second time we have a physical description of a person. There's a tshuva in one of the Sephardic poskim that has a whole discussion about whether you're allowed to call someone, the Gemara says you're not allowed to call someone a nickname. And it's a very terrible avera to call someone a nickname. It's a form of anas dvar, mamansiya. So whether you're allowed to call someone by a physical description, can you call someone shorty or fatty or whatever, if that's his, you're just identifying, him. So we have countless examples in Shas. They call them the bald one, the guy with the big nose, the guy, the short one, the tall one. So you have all sorts of examples like that. So it must have not been insulting at that time. So anyway, Abiyacha, that was in the tshuvas, I'm forgetting it. I think it's the Ben Ishchai's tshuvas or something. There was two guys named Chaim, and they wanted to call the tall one Chaim Aruchim. They said, allowed to call him Chaim Aruchim as a nickname. So, so apparently here's the raya that you're allowed to. So, Tari Ravacha Aricha Kamed Rechimna. Hamavdil B'tfila Meshubach Yosar Mimisha Yavdil Alakos. That if someone is Mavdil B'tfila, it's even more praiseworthy than someone being Mavdil Alakos. Hivdil B'zu B'zu. And if you do both, Havdalah B'tfila and Havdalah L'Kos, then you're going to be gebenched. It's wonderful. So Haguf Akash, it sounds like a stira. Amrit HaMavdil B'tfila Meshubuch Yosef Mishi Havdalah L'Kos. So we say that if you're Mavdil B'tfila, it's more praiseworthy than being Mavdalah L'Kos. Alma Tfila L'Chuda Asagi. Sounds like just Tfila alone is enough. You don't have to be Mavdalah L'Kos as well. That if you do both, then you get all sorts of brachas. But wait a second. If you're ready, we're yotzei with the first one. Doesn't the second one become a bracha shein tzricha? And how bad is it to violate a bracha shein tzricha? It's a violation of losisa. So how could it be that we're going to recommend a second Abdullah after you've already been yotzei the mitzvah? If you make Havdalah ala kos without Havdalah b'tvila, you get brachos. What if you made a mistake on both? So what does that mean? So let's see the answer. Now what happened? You did malacha before Havdalah, before any Havdalah. So you're chozel rosh to tefila antikos, meaning you didn't do either of the avdalas. So then you got to go back and say them both. You say the tefila again, and you say a bracha, and you say havdala al hakos. So amale ravina l'rava hilch samai. How do we paskin? I mean, if someone is mavdil with tefila, do you still need to make havdala? Do you still need to recite havdala al hakos? Amale ki kiddush. It's just like kiddush. Ma kiddush afalgav di mekadesh b'tzlusa mekadesh akasa. Just like by kiddush, even though you said kiddush in davening, you still say kiddush alakos. Af avdallah nami afalgav di mavdu b'tzlusa mavdil akasa. So to be avdallah as well, you say avdallah in davening, you still say avdallah alakos. So main point over here, even though the Gemara says that once you're yotzei avdallah, it's a bracha shein etzricha to repeat it again. We follow the model of kiddush and say havdalah separately al hakos. La halacha, we follow the model of kiddush and say havdalah separately al hakos.